After the second bell rang, Mrs. Hollis quickly took roll and hot lunch count, jotted the tallies on a slip of paper, and put it in the pocket on the hallway door. Then she turned to face the class.
"Good morning,"
she said with a big smile, and walked over to our table.
"I want you to meet a new student."
She stood behind the new kid's chair.
"This is Hans Oleg. He's moved here from Germany, where he lived in the town of Landstuhl."
As she spoke, she walked over to the wall, pulled down a map, and pointed out a town.
"It's just a couple of miles from Ramstein Air Base, where his stepfather was a transport pilot in the United States Air Force. Welcome, Hans."
"Is he here for a visit or is he going to stay?"
a student asked.
"Well, he's going to stay,"
Mrs. Hollis replied.
"Boulder is his new home. Please make him feel welcome. Jack, I'll ask you to be his special buddy today and show him around."
She smiled down at me as if she'd handed me a present. I felt myself giving her a dopey smile in return because I couldn't think of anything to say. I mean, how do you blurt out, "Thanks, but no thanks, I've got enough problems"? Every now and then I said something to the new kid like, "Do you need a pencil?" He'd smile friendly enough, but never spoke a word. At morning recess, CJ and I took Hans with us and showed him the boys' bathroom. Elizabeth joined us out on the playground. I'd been keeping my eye out for Steve, looking over my shoulder. It wasn't easy to miss him. He had short, spiky hair, and was one of the biggest kids in fifth grade. Not fat, just big. I saw him way up on the baseball field where my buddies and I usually went. Today, I led the way over to one of the basketball courts, where we joined some kids in shooting baskets. CJ and Elizabeth didn't act too surprised at my heading for the basketball court. I guess they thought I was doing something different in honor of Hans. We watched for a minute or two so that Hans could see how it went. Someone threw you the ball, and you took a shot. Then you ran up underneath the basket to retrieve the ball and toss it to the next person before you ran back and joined the line again. Not much to it. Hans made a few and missed a few baskets, nothing special, but he seemed to be having fun.
"Do you speak any English?"
Elizabeth asked Hans as she stood behind him. Leave it to Liz, I thought, to come right out and ask a dumb question. Didn't she hear that this kid was German?
"Ein bisschen. A little,"
Hans hesitantly replied. My jaw must have fallen open. That was news to me. Those were the first words he'd spoken all morning.
"What street do you live on?"
Elizabeth asked. And she talked perfectly normal, not slow or loud or anything, even if he was German.
"Emersonstrasse. Street,"
Hans answered. Another surprise. That was just a few blocks away from where CJ, Liz, and I all lived. When the recess bell rang, Elizabeth grabbed Hans's arm and said,
"Come on, let's step on it."
She turned and started jogging toward our classroom door. Hans jogged along beside her.
"Step on it?"
I heard him say, looking puzzled. Elizabeth laughed.
"That just means we've got to hurry up so we aren't late."
"Ah," Hans said, and I almost heard the click as he added that to his memory bank of English words.